Discovery ISS, this is National Public Radio. How do you hear me? From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Andrea Seabrook. Well, you and I are enjoying our Earthbound Sunday morning with coffee, maybe church or holiday errands. The astronauts aboard the International Space Station, some 225 miles above us, are busy working. They finished rewiring the station's power system during two spacewalks this week. Today, they're transferring supplies and loading cargo onto the shuttle Discovery for the trip home. Discovery brought seven astronauts to the station last week and is expected back on Earth this Friday. Sunita Williams will be staying behind. She joins Michael Lopez Alegria and Mikhail Turin, the two men who are in the middle of a six-month stint aboard the station. Earlier this week, we had a chance to speak to them. Discovery ISS, this is National Public Radio. How do you hear me?
Hello, National Public Radio. We hear you loud and clear. We're ready for your questions.
First, a technical question. What will the space station be able to do with its new wiring that it can't do now?
Nothing. The answer is that we are doing the rewiring in order to allow expansion. So as you might imagine, adding a wing onto your house. So they arrived, we had one pair of solar array wings that was providing power generation. When they leave, we will have three, and shortly after that, we will have four instead of three. So we are anticipating the addition of future modules, which will have power consumption requirements than we are able to satisfy right now.
You and your colleague, Mr. Turin, have both visited space many times, but what does your body feel like?
It doesn't really feel very different. I mean, of course, the biggest difference is the lack of gravity. We don't walk from one place to another. We float and we push ourselves off from a handrail or a floor or the ceiling or a wall, and we kind of glide to the next point. And after you're up there for a while, you get good at directing yourself around. Eating food is different. Sleeping is different. About everything is a little bit different, but our bodies don't really feel any different that I would have to you.
Mikhail Turin.
I would say the feeling of difference is much stronger after landing, after we return to the ground environment, than from ground to zero G.
How much space do you guys share up there? Do you have your own little nooks, or do you... Do you have a lot of space that you share? Can you compare it to an average apartment down here?
I've seen things written that says it's about the same size as an apartment, a bedroom apartment, if I'm not mistaken. Obviously, almost all of it is common area. Each of us does have a small sleepwater, which is about the size and shape of a phone booth. But it's big enough to where we don't feel like stepping all over each other, certainly when there are only three of us. Now that there are 10 of us aboard, every visit, it's a little bit different. But different in a fun way.
I understand that you all eat dinner together at the end of every day. I want to know, what's that like? What do you talk about over dinner?
Oh, well, actually, I have to say that we have a lot of interesting things to discuss. And we're not actually having dinner together. It's just a way to share our cultural specifics and things that are interesting for us. Learn from each other.
The space station is not in geosynchronous orbit. You don't hover over the same place over the Earth. How fast does the Earth go by underneath you, and how many sunrises do you see in a day?
Usually we have 16 sunrises and sunsets. And see, it depends on personal impression. If you are going, say, for example, if you are going to take picture of some particular place on the ground surface, it runs very fast. It seems to you that it moves very, very fast. If you are waiting for something, impressions is opposite.
Mr. Lopez Alegria, what do you tell your son about space, and what does he ask you?
Well, of course, probably the biggest topic is the sensation of floating and playing with food and drink and that sort of a thing. He, you know, he's 7 years old, so he doesn't care very much about the technical aspect or the scientific experiments. And really, after a while, I think it becomes transparent to him from where I am talking to him. So it ends up being not very novel anymore, except occasions when we are able to send video with our voice and he can see what's going on around me. Then he takes more of a special interest, but otherwise, just daddy calling from work.
Mr. Lopez Alegria, Mr. Turin, what are you planning for the holidays up there?
We're chuckling a little bit. To be honest with you, we've been preparing for this visit of discovery for quite a while, and that has been kind of the end of our focus. We've obviously got some big events coming up. Christmas is probably a time, certainly a time best spent. But unfortunately, we won't be able to do that here. Although we do care about each other quite a bit, I would say that it's a bit of a different feeling. And I think it will be sort of a nice, relaxing time for reflection for all three of us.
We are also preparing Christmas surprises to each other, but obviously it isn't a good moment to talk about it.
Mikhail Turin and Michael Lopez-Alegría, thank you, gentlemen.
It was our pleasure.
Thank you.